you might not want to think about it too much, but for a lot of students in Wisconsin, the start of the school year is less than a month away. So before you get too caught up in back-to-school shopping and whatever else you need to do to get your kids ready to hit the books, try to squeeze in some time to enjoy what's left of summer. Our next guest says August in Wisconsin has a lot to offer. For starters, after being canceled because of the pandemic last year, the State Fair is back. It kicks off today. Get me a cream puff while you're there or something deep fried on a stick. If you're a little nervous still about being around crowds, Wisconsin has 66 state parks and recreation areas, a lot of water and bike trails in towns and cities too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you like to spend your summer days in Wisconsin? What are you still hoping to do before summer comes to an end? Are you going to check out the state fair, a live music event, a Brewers game, or get to a park or off the beaten path somewhere? Or do you need a recommendation from our guest? He'll have one. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gary Knowles is a Madison-based travel writer and past president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He's the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Gary, welcome back.
Hey, it's always great to be here with you, Rob. And I just wanted to say, you know, you got started on the right angle here today when you started talking about food, because one of the things I was looking at my list here, one of the things that I would like to do this weekend, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get up there, get to Sheboygan, where they're having their annual Brat Friday. The Johnsonville Brat Days are going to be up there. And, you know, Sheboygan County is known for brats because there have been so many German brat makers there that really do good ones. And Johnsonville right now, I think, is probably nationwide. I've seen it in places all over the country. But the Johnsonville brats are great and be a good weekend to go up there. They're going to have brats in virtually everything, brat tacos, brat pizza, brat corn dogs, and brat jambalaya, they say, among other things, and a brat eating contest. I don't think I'll participate in that. I've seen some pictures of it.
I'll pull for you, Gary, if you get into that one. I've heard good things about Sheboygan roast beef sandwiches, too. Do you like to incorporate food into your travel around the state? Is that usually a plan?
Well, you know, it is. I mean, you've got to eat, don't you? And you've got to eat. Wisconsin is a great place to be. I was just looking at a list of some other things that I had here that you want to eat if you're in Wisconsin. And recently I had an opportunity to go over through Gay's Mills, and it's almost time for apples over there. They're hanging on the branches like crazy. And if you're looking for an incredible drive, Highway 171 from Highway 61 over into Gay's Mills, it is just outstanding. Some incredible views. And the apples are going to be out pretty soon as well, so that'll be good. And they have other produce is available as well, so you can catch apples there. And also, of course, Bayfield is known for apples. And so if you're going to go way up in the northern part of the state, they have great apples up there. And if I'm not mistaken, early August is still probably great blueberry season up there, and you can go pick your own blueberries. The one word of warning I would have is once you start picking them, you pick a lot, and before you know it, you've got a whole box full of them. So it's really a lot of fun and a good thing to do.
Well, they freeze real good, I know. I actually just froze some blueberries.
You're absolutely right. they freeze good, and my wife, May, knows how to make Martha Stewart's great pancakes and puts them in there, and they are just outstanding. So I've got to say that, blueberry is one of my favorite. And, you know, just I could go on with a big list here.
Well, Gary, hold on. Meeting. What if I find myself in the mood for some kind of cream puff? Am I going to be able to pick one of those up somewhere, anywhere in Wisconsin in the next few days?
I hope that you know that you can go to the Milwaukee area and go to the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis and probably cream puff yourself right to the point of overload. But the cream puffs there are excellent, and you can get them again. And like you had said, I think, in your introduction, it's a great place to go and eat. As of right now, as I understand it, masks are not required at the moment. It's a lot of outdoor activity over there. And cream puffs, you can certainly get them there. I think you can probably pick some up down in Monroe as well, which is a big dairy, of course, dairy center for Wisconsin. And I would check it out down there at the bakeries because, yeah, cream puffs go with everything, don't they?
It's Food Friday. Oh, no, wait, it's only Thursday. It's a talk with Gary Knowles with lots of great travel advice, things big and small to do around Wisconsin, especially in this last month of summer. You can call in at 800-642-1234. Where do you like to go in the state? What do you like to do this time of year? Do you want to make a plug for something in your neck of the woods, or do you need advice from Gary? You're going somewhere and you want to know what to see, what to eat while you're there. Gary probably knows. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Gary, I don't think I'm going to get up there this year, but I have always loved being on Lake Superior in August from my earlier days in Michigan and the UP, or I've been up to the Apostle Islands, Madeline Island. Talk about the joy of Lake Superior shoreline in August.
It is just, it's fabulous anytime you're up there, as you know, Rob, and especially this time of the year. It's not quite to the changing of the leaves yet, but I was up there, actually I was up there early in July, and took the Apostle Islands Grand Cruise, they call it. It's the one that goes out among all the islands, and you get to see a lot of the lighthouses, and if the weather is right, you get up really close to the caves out there. We went up to the tour and did the caves up at Devil's Island. And boy, it was just fabulous being up there. The weather was great, and the weather has been pretty great up there for the most part. And if you do that cruise, you get to see, I want to say it's like 16 of the 22 Apostle Islands. And, of course, Madeline Island, you can go to just by cruising over on the Madeline Island Ferry. And if you're going to do that, my recommendation is go down to the beach at actually the town park. I'd recommend the town park and Big Bay State Park, of course. They have a huge white sand beach that goes all the way along the coast there. And it's just a great place to go and do what I did, and that's sit there and do nothing. And it's just great to sometimes not have anything you need to do. Cell phone service is a little spotty, and so nobody's going to track you down. And it's beautiful watching occasionally a sailboat or two go by.
I love swimming in Lake Superior in August. It's only brutally cold.
Yeah,
that's survivable.
It's a test.
Exactly.
it will test your mettle, put it like that.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's, you know, but quite honestly, in the bay and in Big Bay Park, and a few of the other bays, the water doesn't turn over so much. Mm-hmm. So it really is not as awful as jumping in the middle of Lake Superior, where you might last for about 3 minutes.
Hey, let's bring on our callers at 800-642-1234. Pat is with us in West Bend. Pat, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. We're heading to Sparta later this month, and of course I know about bike trails and fishing and all that sort of thing. We're looking for other ideas for outdoor things to do, places to eat in the Sparta area and even down into La Crosse.
Boy, you're in a good spot over there. La Crosse especially has got some nice diners that are downtown. And I don't have my list of them right in front of me here, but I would recommend that before you go, just call to the La Crosse Area Tourism Bureau over there and have them send you, or go online and look at their guidebook, because there are some really good places to eat downtown. And over in Onalaska, there are a few neat places as well. And, you know, you can check them both out at the same spot. And Sparta, yeah, you're right. Sparta is a good place to go. They've got some neat little gift shops there. And as I recall, a neat diner downtown, again, whose name I don't have right in front of me, so I can't give it to you. But you've chosen a good place to go. And if you chose to get off your bike and get in the car, there are just some beautiful roads around there as well.
Pat, thanks a lot for that call. And that reminds me, some years back, I did an interview with someone from Leon, just 4 miles from Sparta, about the annual Gator Fest. And that's coming up August 27, 28, and 29. And I remember they have a standstill parade. The town's too small to march the parade, so the exhibits, they stand still and you walk past it. So that's how their parade works there. So if you're going there at the end of the month, Pat, check out Leon. Let's go to Mike now in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
What do you want to bring up, Mike?
So last year when my wife and I got a little too much cabin fever being cooped up, we would take drives in the country. And on one of our drives, we came across this little beat-up brown and yellow sign that said Rustic Roads. And I got looking at it, and the state has a whole – there's a website you can find that's run by the state of Wisconsin that provides maps of all these incredibly beautiful country roads all over the state. And so we've taken on ourselves to explore all the ones in the Madison area within an hour or two drive from here, and we've never been disappointed.
Wow.
So I highly encourage people to do a web search for Wisconsin Rustic Roads, and there's the website's very comprehensive. It'll make it easy for you to find these beautiful places in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about those rustic roads. They're great. And the state actually has produced a book on rustic roads. If you want to get one and throw it in your glove box, it's a great idea. That way, as you're traveling the state, you can always kind of keep in mind, if you've got a little extra time, to dodge off onto one of them. But here's another tip for you. If you're in the Madison area and you just want to see some outstanding roads, you could do a lot worse than to just head out to the south and west of here. There are, take one of the lettered roads. If you go out on Highway 14, K and H both go south off of Highway 14, and they will take you through some spectacular country. And you'll get down toward Blue Mounds and down into Mount Horeb area. It is just wonderful to go down to that area. And you can do things like, of course, visit Mount Horeb, which is known as the troll capital of Wisconsin. They have trolls all over the city there, and some neat shops as well. And if you get a little south of there, take Highway K south of Mount Horeb, and you can stop down at the Botham Vineyards, and they're open, and we'll do a tasting for you, and you can sample some of their wines. But it's just an outstanding, spectacular place to go sit on their patio and sip some wine, a great place to be. You're in a good place if you like to drive the back roads.
Mike, thanks for that call. We're talking to state travel expert Gary Knowles with some suggestions for the last month of summer. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite place to go or thing to do this time of year in the state, or you need some suggestions for your part of the state or a part that you're traveling to, 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll take more of your calls coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about fun things to see and do in Wisconsin this summer, looking at some of the music, food, cultural events, and more. Gary Knowles is with us, Madison-based travel writer, author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a suggestion or need a suggestion. Back to your calls now. Eric is with us in Lake Tomahawk. Eric, hi.
Well, hi there. I just wanted to shout out for our town's major event is the snowshoe baseball. You got to have it. You got to see it. Their season's just about over, so hurry up.
Okay, now tell me about snowshoe baseball.
Yeah, good luck. It's usually alcohol induced, but They have actual teams. They have an actual league. And they play on sawdust and they wear snowshoes. Honest to God, I can't believe you guys have never heard of this.
I have heard of this, Eric, and I'm sure you have, Gary.
Yeah, I've heard of it, and my guess is that it's a game that was invented by chiropractors because, you know, as you know, it's a little easy to get your knee turned around running in snowshoes in snow, much less on sawdust. So, but it really is a sport up there, and those guys like it, and they're pretty good at it too. I'll say that. I would not go up there and challenge any of them to a run in snowshoes.
Eric, thanks a lot for the suggestion. Be careful out there, though. We'll go now to Debbie in Boscobel. Debbie, hello.
Hi, how are we doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Debbie?
Hi. You guys are talking about, you know, all the little county roads and beautiful roads that we all travel. My husband and I always have what we, it's called the Atlas and Gazetteer of Wisconsin. And it is a map book. It's got every back road, lists family outings, boat ramps, campgrounds, places to explore for the entire state. And it is a must-have in every vehicle if you're going to be out and about.
Debbie, thanks a lot for the
second
call.
Second your recommendation, yep.
Yeah, that's something, Gary, that's harder to pull off if you're using your phone map app, right? That'll get you where you're going, but it doesn't tell you what you're missing on the way.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing about it is sitting there with a printed map, a big thing that you can look at, you can kind of get a big picture idea of what's around you. And, you know, so if you're going to take Highway X and go over to Highway 61 from it, where are you going to go from there? Well, if you have the map in front of you, you can say, well, yeah, okay, we'll head up to Soldier's Grove, or we'll get out to some other place from there. And to me, I guess I grew up with paper and reading maps that way. And I can still read them on my Google Maps on my phone, but it just isn't the same. You know, having that big map spread out in front of you gives you all kinds of ideas.
Debbie, thanks a lot for the suggestion. We're talking about great summer travel tips with Gary Knowles. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Mineral Point. Mark, hi.
Yeah, hi. So we're headed up to the Northwoods. We're going to be spending some time in Wausau and then on up to Manitowish Waters and Boulder Junction. And I'm interested in suggestions for little known and underrated hiking trails, canoeing places, and restaurants, and maybe like art galleries, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of things you're asking for there, and good things to go for up there. There really are a lot of good artists up in that part of the state. They recently just had a art tour through Northeast Wisconsin, and if you stop at, I would stop at the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce as you're driving up that way, and ask them if they have the list of the summer art tour people that were participating, because there are a number of galleries and artists who are kind of in the backwoods up there that I think you'd probably enjoy seeing their work and seeing their stuff up there. If you're looking for a couple of places to eat, I would suggest the Norwood Pines in Minocqua is a very historic and excellent place, supper club that you can get to there. And there are a couple of places up in Boulder Junction as well that have got great reputations. And I would check with the Boulder Junction people and ask them the name of the big restaurant there escapes me at the moment, but it's a wonderful restaurant, and it's a fish and steak kind of place that you really don't want to miss, a good supper club up there. But there are a lot of them up in that area. Eagle River has quite a few, and you're headed into the right direction.
Thanks for that call. Michelle Good, our technical director and former denizen of the North, says the Guides Inn. Is that
That's
what I'm thinking about? Yep.
The Guides Inn is exactly the place.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for that call, too. We'll go next to Rocky in Wautoma. Rocky, hi.
Hi, how are we doing today?
Good. What do you got for us, Rocky?
Well, I used to ride a motorcycle. When I did, I found out about a deal they have in Wisconsin. If you visit the rustic road you were talking about, and
yep,
take a picture in front of the sign identifying the rustic road, you send it into the state, they will give you a motorcycle patch for your best or whatever.
And I think, Rocky, that they have a requirement. I'm not sure if you have to do 10 of them or something like that, but they also have a deal that I think if you do all of them, you get some reward as well. The State Department of Transportation, in conjunction with the Department of Tourism, puts out a book, and they've got a rustic roads book, which goes quickly every time they print it. But I would check with the Department of Tourism and see if they have any of those rustic road books left, because I think it's described in there how to get that badge you're talking about.
Rocky, thanks a lot for the suggestion for all of our motorcycle listeners. Gary, just a little bit of time left. So many callers. What else are you looking forward to? Leave us with one more thing to check out the rest of this month.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go see Willie Nelson and the Avett Brothers Saturday night. And it's outdoors. And between the Avett Brothers and Willie Nelson, I don't think you could ask for a better concert. And that's going to be at Bree Stevens Field here in Madison. It's going to be a good one. So, the other thing I would just say quickly is it's gallery night in Mineral Point, and we started with food. So let me end with saying, if you want to get a great pasty, you can go to Mineral Point and they'll have one, and you can eat a pasty as you walk around and check out the galleries.
I do like a good pasty. Gary, good to talk to you again.
Always good, Rob. You take care.
You too. That's Gary Knowles, Madison-based travel writer, past president of the Midwest Travel Journalists Association. He joined us today to talk about fun things to see and do in Wisconsin these last few weeks before the school year begins.